Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning, Kathy. And
we're
off and rolling into 2026. In January, and here we go. Interesting enough, you know, as we talk about this whole issue of forgiveness and reconciliation, is that the reason is so important, you know, and remember, you think about, okay, where am I relative to what happened in 2025? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there may be some conflicts, there may be some relationships, there may be some things that are already happening that I haven't got resolution to. Mm-hmm. So I got to deal with those. As you look at 2026, now the goal, the desire would be, I don't have conflict with anybody. Mm-hmm. What does God say about that? You're going to.
Right.
Okay. How come?
We do live in a fallen world.
And we live in a fallen
this
world.
This is part of it.
With self-centered people. And it's always interesting because the ones that are the most difficult ones are the ones that kind of surprise you a little bit, you know, with mm-hmm. they claim to be a believer, but they're acting this way. It's like,
right?
Why are they doing that? You know, why are they treating me that way? Why are they controlling? Or it could be family members of, wouldn't they want to just have some good, positive time together? Why do they mm-hmm. keep bringing this awful stuff into the dynamic, you know? And God says, well, this is so critical because why? You're involved in a life of this, of deep mm-hmm. conflict. People are going to hurt you. People are going to do stuff, and it's difficult. And he said, that's why it's so critical to understand it. So we've talked about the issue of forgiveness, getting to the place of now being an ambassador for mm-hmm. him, which means I'm reconciled to him. And you have a ministry of reconciliation. Okay, now let's define right. that really simple. They've crossed the line of justice, and they have not done what is right toward you.
Right.
Okay, if I have a ministry of reconciliation, what am I inviting them to?
You're inviting them to come to the table and see what God has to say, to process truth and step into the reconciliation that he has.
And to make it
reconciliation
right.
Reconciliation with him too.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. make it right based on what they've done. Mm-hmm. And that means I have to process that, understand it, then say, I understand what I've done. I'm sorry for what I've done. And how can we now make it right? Mm-hmm. He said, that's what's required to get it to full reconciliation. And interesting enough, you're the agent of that. And you understand the truth because you're the recipient of the problem. Mm-hmm. They've hurt you in a certain way. They've done something in a certain way. And you know about that.
Right.
Well, it has to be resolved for you in order to say, yeah, I'm good with that. And you have to keep working it through until you get to that answer. Now, the key is, are you willing to walk that through too? Mm-hmm. See, and because you could say, okay, well, for me, they're going to have to do this, 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 and this. And God says, maybe not. Maybe there's some other ways here. And so I don't want you to deny the truth, and I don't want you to take it off the table, but let me guide you into a true an acceptable resolution that's going to be good for you and good for them as you say, okay, that'll work. And your desire is always what? Father, is that good? Father, mm-hmm. is that good? And he'll let you know. Right. No, not quite. You know, don't release that. But yeah, you can do this differently, you know, and you just let him do it. So he said, you have an ambassador. Your role is an ambassador. And the ambassador, as an ambassador, you have a ministry of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to invite them to process the truth and come to a satisfactory solution that I feel good about, which means two things have happened. They've admitted what they did wasn't right. Mm-hmm. That's important because I see that now. I see what I did wasn't right, and I'm so sorry for that. And they admit it. Number two is, okay, how can we make this right? And you've worked through mm-hmm. to a satisfactory resolution. So two things, they see it, they're sorry for it, and now they're willing to work through to a satisfactory solution. That will be reconciliation. And my ministry is to invite them to that. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, I don't, and this is important. It's not like, okay, hey, I want to sit down and talk about it. You've got to admit that you're wrong.
Right.
He says, you don't set up the criteria. You don't say you have to. But the true reconciliation will admit that they're wrong. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say nothing other than stand up with the truth is, hey, what you've done has hurt me and what you've done has offended me and it's not right. They have to do something with that, mm-hmm. which means, oh, okay, I see that. I'm sorry. You don't have to say, you right. better say you're sorry. See, because that doesn't get anywhere.
Right.
You're driving traffic, not him. But a ministry of reconciliation is inviting them to the truth. And we got to talk about, okay, how do we do that? So read Hebrews 12. 12 through 17, and then we'll kind of take this next step of what does that look like?
Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears.
Yeah, so he says that when you see these words, this is, by the way, throughout Scripture, he says, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your knees, make straight paths. What that says is get going, get going. You have to get going. And you'll see it all through Scripture. And whenever you see this, it just means get going. Mm-hmm. Let's go. It's time to go. Let's go. So get going. He says, strive for what? In verse 14.
Peace with all people and holiness.
Okay, so he's saying that you strive through your ministry of reconciliation to them to have shalom with God, for them to have holiness, which is a fruit of the walk with God. And that's what you're striving for. And he said, don't you be an agent of the root of bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now there's two aspects of that. One, if I'm going to be an agent of the root of not having a root of bitterness, what must be true of me?
That I don't have a root of bitterness.
Yeah. So it's he said the seed or the root or the beginning of bitterness is not there with you.
Right.
Okay. Why? Well, you've worked it through to forgiveness and you're not taking on the burden of the responsibility of their response to reconciliation. And so I can be free without any bitterness, knowing that it may not be reconciled, which is okay. Mm-hmm. And God said, I'll show you what to do with that. But don't you see the root of bitterness is they should.
Right.
And they're not. And I'm mad about that. And it keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And he said, no root of bitterness. Let it be free for you. And then two is ideally they don't go to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Which they could have a root of bitterness themselves, which, by the way, may be the reason that they're in the pickle that they are in because they don't have a heart to reconcile because they have bitterness inside of them.
Right.
Wouldn't you want that to be free? So you see how your viewpoint starts to change.
Yeah. Well, and even backing up, looking again in verse 12, you'll therefore strengthen the hands which hang down the feeble knees, verse 13, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. I mean, there's a promise of healing in that, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about, let's get going. Let's let God work this in our heart and grow the forgiveness, because without it, you will be dislocated. You won't be healed.
Right. That's right.
And so there's the personal, before I even bring it to somebody else, I actually need God to heal my heart.
Yeah.
Right. Because when that root of bitterness does come, you go down to 15 and it says, by this many become defiled. It spills everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like shrapnel, you know, it goes out all over the place, and there are unexpected and undeserving people that bear the consequences of our roots of bitterness.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he says, hey, it's similar to Esau and Jacob. In that Esau sold his birthright for a morsel of food. Okay, now the birthright, see, was a privilege of the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he sell that? It doesn't matter to me.
Right.
I don't care anything about it. I don't value that at all. So what? See, and he says, what you're working toward is help that person see the value of the covenant.
Right.
Don't let them sell their birthright, their opportunity for the covenant, to satisfy their own flesh by remaining hard-hearted and opposing and hurting and crossing your line of justice. Is that your prayer is that they would soften up to what? Receive the covenant.
Right.
And by the way, even if they don't, can you still receive the covenant?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, because he says, not dependent on that. Mm-hmm. I'll resolve this for you, and I'll keep giving you the covenant. Don't you want to stay there? See?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, don't you want to invite somebody else to that same place? You know, yes. Okay. So, okay. I understand. I have a ministry of reconciliation. I've got to maintain my peace. I've got to invite them to peace. So what does that look like? Okay. So I got a real problem, and I've said, would you be willing to come and talk about this?
Right.
Okay. So they say yes. Okay. You sit down. And you say, I'd like to share something with you. And what you do is, and you actually made this statement already, you don't attack and accuse.
You did.
You'll get there, don't worry. But he said, the way you approach it is, let me share with you something that happened or an event that happened between us. And I want to walk that through with you. So what you do is you start describing that.
Right.
This happened. And the way that it came across to me was this. This is why it hurt me, offended me, why it bothered me. And I'd like to share that with you. And you're sharing your feeling around how you were impacted by what they did. Because see, if you start to get that truth out, they really can't argue with that.
Right.
Now they could argue with, well, I didn't mean that, or I tried to do it this way, or I didn't recognize that that offended you. That's okay. But they can't argue with it, the fact that you were offended, because that's how you feel, see?
Right.
And you haven't made any accusation other than you did this. This is how it impacted me. And I was offended and I was bothered by this, and I'm upset about this. And would you be willing to process that with me? So you do, and you lay it out on the table. Here's what happened. Here's why it offended me. Here's why it impacted my heart. And I'm bothered by that. And I would like to have us work this through. Okay, now you lay it on the table. Then you would say to them, you know, what do you see about the situation that I just shared? And now you're going to find out their viewpoint of it.
Right.
Now, if somebody has a softness and a willingness to process, what will that look like after you've shared what you did hurt me and I felt this way? What would that look like when they say, okay, and it's healthy? If they come back in a healthy way, well, what would they say then?
Then they would recognize the hurt and actually respond in vulnerability too, because there may be a whole other side that you are not seeing yet that needs to be brought to light.
Yeah. Yeah. And that they would say, wow, I can see how you feel that way. And I can understand that. And let me tell you my perspective on that, which could be, like you said, I was having a bad day, or I didn't even intend to do that toward you at all. It just so happened that I was upset about something else. And I know it looks like I treated you poorly, but really I was dealing with something else. I don't feel that way at all. See?
Right.
And I'm so sorry, you know, for what I did. And, you know, could we fix it? There's a softness of that response, which is, okay, let's keep walking this through. And I'm willing to, you know, process that. So like if I offended Linda by not showing up on time and she says, hey, I needed to share with you something, but that really bothered me and you really dishonored me. Okay. My reaction is going to tell a lot.
Right.
Ooh, I could see that. I can understand that. I'm so sorry for what I did. Why? Well, because I'm willing to process the truth, even if it's on me. Why? Well, because I want to get the freedom too. So sure, if I take a hard position, well, you shouldn't feel that way. And look, I've got all this important stuff going on, and you should just live with it. You know, I've come back now with a hard response.
Well, and actually I even, where were we that we talked about Raqqa? What passage was that?
That was in Matthew 5. You know that.
So in Matthew 5, when he talked about that, I think about that. Our response could easily be the, you know, that Raqqa is like, you blockhead, you fool. Why would you feel that way? Why right. would you? And there are some pretty stern words that he says yeah. about coming against somebody like that. So we do also have to prepare our hearts to go into these conversations and not judge them for their response or for how they felt in response to whatever went on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you remember, you're inviting people, and what you're discovering is, where is their heart at?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go, if you approach it with a softness, which is by forgiveness, so critical, because I have to be able to talk to them with honor and respect. I'm going to just talk about the situation
mm-hmm.
and how it impacted me. And you did this, and this is how it impacted me, and this is how I felt about it, and this is why it offended me. What do you have to say? And their mm-hmm. response is going to tell you a lot.
Right.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, let's keep going. I'd like to get this through. Or Raka of, you know, they come hard back against you,
mm-hmm.
which means I don't want to get reconciled in any way. You know, I'm not willing to process any truth at all.
Right.
Now, if they go soft, which is the ideal, then keep working it through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, let's talk about how to make this right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so unique, you know, you can't even say what that looks like. It's
right.
You have to be willing to make it right. If you've sat down with somebody and said, hey, this has bothered me, and how can it make it right? It would be your thinking, and God's given you instruction of, well, they have to commit to, or they have to do something different, or they have to say, I'm not going to do that again. Let me work at that better. We can't tell you what that is, but you'll know it.
Right, right.
Is, you know, what will that satisfy for you to feel good about that? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. That's good. You recognize it. You're not going to do it again. You're not going to keep hurting me. That's good. Let's go get it resolved. Or they take a hard position.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that not only do they come strong against you again, but they actually start to what I call spin it to say, it's because you did this.
Mm-hmm.
See? And that's usually where it goes.
Right.
Is that, wait a minute, we're talking about what you did, and you come back at me and said, yeah, but you did this, or mm-hmm. that's the way you treated me 3 months ago. and I'm just responding the way you treated me. See, and now you're blowing the whole thing up about something that is the past. It isn't about the current, and they're rejecting it because I'm going to push it back on you.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, even as you say that, what that brings up is very poor communication, right? When something has gone now 3 months before it's been brought up and reconciled, then we see what happens in that. That leaves this whole wake behind it, right?
Yeah.
That can then get, you know, things can get caught up in this wake. And so learning healthy communication patterns that are godly and learning to deal with things as they occur, not just pushing them down the road. And then suddenly when somebody does initiate this step of reconciliation, then you've got this whole thing of things that you want to bring up. You know,
yeah.
So poor communication has to be halted.
Yeah. And so when that happens, you know, and it does happen, you know, again, what I say is, yeah, but you did this or you do that too. And I say, I understand, but we're talking about this specific thing right now today. And if and when I do that to you, then I give you permission to call that out. But right now, we're just dealing with this one thing. And the key when your reconciliation process, keep it to the current thing. Don't let it drift to the big. And maybe there is a pattern of that.
Right.
And yeah, you haven't.
And there may need to be another revisiting that. Okay, this brought some things up that clearly this conversation isn't done. We actually have reconciliation on other things we need to work on.
Yes, because I thought we were already through that.
Yeah.
Obviously for you, that's not true. So let's come back to that next.
Yeah.
But right now we're talking about this.
Right.
Because you got to bring it down. The only thing you can talk about is the truth of this situation, which mm-hmm. you've now shared. And you got to keep it to that and allow that to come to a conclusion of some kind. Mm-hmm. Now, as you said, yeah, maybe they're holding some bitterness about something that you did 3 months ago or last year, or you've been doing it, you know, without even knowing you've done it, you know. And see, that's the way it's going to go, is God mm-hmm. says, I'm going to keep going with you. And this is just the first step, but maybe there's deeper things here that you need to get to. And And I see this particularly with couples, is that they move into a pattern of arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been happening is a buildup of what I call low-level infection.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't learned to resolve anything.
Right.
And they just tolerate it. But all of a sudden, it pops out with this low-level infection of their overreacting. Why? There's a whole history of stuff that's not resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't resolve them all at once. But
right.
You do have to get there and say, I got to get to freedom so that I'm released from these roots of bitterness that I've mm-hmm. had. And that's what he says there. He said, you got to keep working at this aspect of releasing roots of bitterness, how speak the truth and keep focusing on the truth and stay with it until either, okay, I see it. Let's go to solution
mm-hmm.
and I'll work at that, or hardness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do it. Now, by the way, they could already have had hardness by saying, I'm not even going to talk to you.
Right.
And that'll dictate how we proceed. But we've got to determine. See, this is why the forks in the road are so critical.
Mm-hmm.
Are they willing to do it or not? See, either they are or they aren't.
Right.
And either they get soft and say, okay, let's work it through. Or however they do it, hardness, defensiveness, accusation, spin. No, I'm not really willing to do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we doing with Father? What's the truth?
Right.
Which way is this going? Yeah, it's going to get reconciled. Great. Hallelujah. Let's go do it. Or, you know what? They don't have a heart to reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? See?
Right.
And all we're doing is what? We got to get to resolution. And the first step, do they have a heart to actually talk through the truth or not?
Mm-hmm.
If they do, we'll get there. If they don't, okay, then there's something else that has to happen. And so
right.
You can see this ministry of reconciliation is tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And is it forcing reconciliation? No, it's a ministry of the process of reconciliation. And I'm going to stay in peace and process it all the way through. So, Father, we thank you again for the truth of this. You remind us to strive for peace and not to let roots of bitterness develop in us so that it doesn't affect us and we're free of it. And our invitation to others is not to not let roots of bitterness spring up in them. And we know that if they would have a heart to reconcile, it'd be beneficial for them. And if it shows up that, ooh, they do have roots of bitterness toward other things, well, we do have to deal with that at some point. But the moment, let's just focus on the immediate and see where they go. We need to know, do they have a heart to go, softness, or a hardness of, no, I'm not willing to go, or they're going to try to push it back and not go to truth. And so all we can do is process that. And may we stay in truth as we learn which direction it goes. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, and thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.